Amen. The word of the Lord says in Psalms, God says, thank you, Daisy and Salome. It says, we'll enter his gates with thanksgiving. His gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with what? Praise. God has given us a secret that an attitude of gratitude makes all the difference in heaven and on earth. You all know it. When people are grateful and appreciative of what you've done, it motivates you. It encourages you to do more. Amen? It's all through the Bible. Multiplication comes from being grateful. Amen? And you see the same people that complain and murmur about everything God was doing, they never moved forward. Amen? So we pray that in this Thanksgiving, it should not only be a month, the last Thursday, amen, in November, but our life will be an attitude of gratefulness. Amen? Amen. Thank you all for coming this morning. I pray that the Lord will encourage you. Amen? We come to church, or we've been serving God, or we've been believers, some of us, most of our life. And I've been praying. And asking God, we're going into a new year. What can you empower us with? What can you motivate us? What can you give us that will help us not only go to the next level, but not only be successful in what we do, not only be achievers, but a blessing to other people? We are born to be a blessing. God told Abraham, I'm calling you out so that you will be a blessing. Amen? And so the Lord started sharing some things with me. And he says, and showed me some things as we go into this end of the season into next year. There was a young man that some of us know him, some of us don't. But I remember when he came to me when we were at Dixon Chapel, he says, I'm going into the military. And we discussed it. This is just a normal young man, but he went just 3 months when we visited and saw him. Even during before they commissioned them into that training, he was a different man. And then by the end of 6 months, he was absolutely a different man. He was not just a different man. He was in a position to make a difference for America. Amen? Amen. 6 months. I say, what do we have to do so that our lives can meaningfully see fruit as believers, as Christians? So, the most of us as believers, we don't really fully understand we have an adversary. The reason why everybody is not achieving their dreams the way they should, why everybody is not successful the way they want to, why everybody doesn't have things the way they want it, it's not because God has not planned it, especially for believers. But it's because there is an adversary. Adversary means an opposing force. In the world, this adversary controls the world completely. But as believers, it becomes an opposition, but it's invisible. But circumstances oppose your ability to be, to get, and to achieve your dreams. This one word God used to describe to every generation of believers what keeps people from their promise, from their achievement, from their expectation, from success the way they really want to be a testimony of that success. And that word God gave to Joshua is the word, he used the word discouragement. But he, when he spoke to Joshua, he says that he's spoken to be encouraged. Be courageous. Be courageous. Be courageous over and over and over. Because the number one thing that keeps people limited, both in the world and in the kingdom of God, is discouragement. Discouragement can cause a lot of things, and people never achieve or enter or possess or overcome. So the things that the Lord has put in my heart to begin, it will be like a series. But this series is going to change all of our lives. God put it in my spirit like, it's almost like a key for success. Not just any success, like he told Joshua, good success. The success that overcomes, that prevails against the things that keep people limited. Bible way. Amen? Amen? I want to introduce the subject this way. I was coming to church this morning, and I was right by the Tenova Hospital area, and I saw a young man walking with his head covered in a hood, and he was just walking fast. And I drove by him, and I said, "Do you mind if I give you a ride?" He said, sure, thank you. And he opened the car and jumped in. I was excited, so we started driving. I said, where are you going? He said, "I'm going to this cookout place here." I said, "You're going to cookout place? You're walking from that place all the way to cookout?" He said, "Yes." I said, do you do this all day? He said, "Yes." He said, "I just started that job, and I've been walking to and fro. I walk there. When I finish, I walk back." I said, "What if you have a bicycle?" He said, "I don't drive bicycle because that's more." He explained the reason why you don't need a bicycle. And then I said, one word came out of my mouth. I said, "Why? Why are you doing this? Why?" He said, "I have a mother." And he pointed the direction where the mother lives. He said, "I have a mother that's not working. I have to provide a means of. I have to work. It does construction. I have to work to make sure she has what she needs." But the question that came to me was, why do you have to do this? Why are you overcoming the cold? Why? You're not. Why? So, there is this word that we live with sometimes 20 times a day, we'll not realize we said it. This word has been from Genesis to Revelation. The reason people ever succeed, overcome the terrains of opposition, difficulty, snow, war, people overcome to get to what you call success, is because they have the reason for their why. They have the answer to their why. That word why has an exclamation question on it. Why? Why carries a reason for this, a reason for that? I need explanation. Why do I have to go to school? Why do I have to study computer? Why do I have to study to be an engineer? Why do I have to be a doctor? Why do I have to be this? Why do I have to be that? Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to come to church? Why do I have to read my Bible? Why do I have to walk? This world is built on why. Every scientific discovery today that is changing human life, somebody says, why can't there be a solution? Every reason why people are depressed and people go through the challenges that knock them off the rail and they never get to where they're supposed to be is because of why. And they have no answers. Why? We always have all these whys. Amen? But I want to share something with you today. Just preparing your mind. Those who discovered the response to why, the answers to why, they are the reason why all of us are happy today. That's why we have Walmart. That's why we have this. That's why we have this. That's why you're who you are. But when people don't understand the reason or the solution to why, they don't have something about why, the wind carries them around. Problems toss them to and fro. Issues distract them. They are easily distracted by circumstance, situation, whatever. Today you can go read this all over, testimonies of people who have overcome things. People will say, how did it happen? They had a why. They have to overcome that. They have to achieve that. Jesus, the Son of God, God Himself came in the flesh. It was after the end, to the end of His ministry, when He was on that cross, paying the ultimate price of why He was sent on that cross. When the going was tough and everything was dark, He cried out a word, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. And the word says, my God, why have thou forsaken me? So the Lord showed me, says, the reason why you want to go through this series, he was going to teach us, is there is a why to everything. And once you have the solution to why, you will be successful. You will make it. Whether it's marriage, whatever it is, if you have the why, you're good. So the reason why people fail or things don't go the way it goes, you don't know why. You don't know why. If you know why, you'll see very soon, you will do what it takes to get to it. Amen? So, I want to walk us through the why. Why for a lot of things. As we go into this year and next year, we're going to look at why for so many things. So, there are three major aspects of this word why. You see it? And the three major aspects are W, H, and what? Y. W, H, and what? So the spelling of Y is W, H, Y. Amen? Everybody say hallelujah. For 3 weeks, God walked us through the orphan heart. And it's just the beginning. There's a reason why. Somebody's life was poured afresh on us. So, everybody say W. H. Will change your life. Amen? Amen. First, these three letters. Going to change our life because He changed mine. Let's begin with W. W, you see the word W. Let's start with W. You can move to the next. W, who? In every W-H-I, every Y, first you have to begin with who. Who? Because we're dealing with people. In the book of Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah saw the glory of the Lord. He experienced the presence of God like we are here. And he was having this extraordinary experience. And in that experience, God visited him. And I want you to see that this who, this why originates from heaven. So God gave me a vision. And in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, I want you to see it. I want to go through it together. Isaiah 6, 8 says, as Isaiah was experiencing God, like you're here, he heard the voice of the Lord, and the Lord said to him, Isaiah said, also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I what? Send. And what? Who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send. There is always, from the time God established man on the earth, there has to be a who. There has to be somebody to carry a solution from heaven. Who is me and you? Who will go for us? Now, to show you that the who matters a lot. People, individuals matters a lot when it comes to the plan of God. In the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 29 says, it says, all things work together for good. For them who or which are called of God. Eh? Let's read it together. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are what? Who are the called according to what? So, every one of us, before we became believer, Jeremiah said, God knew us. Amen? And while we're in our mother's womb, God has a purpose, a plan. Amen? But as unbelievers, we don't have a clue that we were born with a purpose. And then when we become born again, as believers, some of us just live without purpose. So God says that for we know that all things work together for good. Let's go back to that scripture. All things work together for good. For whom God, let's go back to that scripture. And we know that all things work together for good to them that what? Love God. To them who are the called according to God's purpose. So everybody here has a kingdom purpose. God has a purpose-driven life for you. For everyone. But not everyone walks in it. And that's why God says, who will go for us? It was a question to Israel. Isaiah said, I'm here. God told Jeremiah about every one of us born. God, even in our mother's womb, God already has a purpose. We're not just here. So without that understanding, let's read the next verse. For whom, see that, for whom he did for what? So God knew you before you were born. And then when you're born again, it becomes more clear. For whom God did foreknow, he also did what? predestinate to be conformed to the what? That he might be the firstborn among. So when God knew you before you were born, and now that you're born again, God has a purpose for you. But the first sign of that purpose, God wants you to know you are his child. Amen? And being his child, he has a purpose and a plan for you. For example, all through the Bible, we can go back to the slide. All through the Bible, you'll see that all through the Bible, the people who knew their who and said, I am. And God gave dreams, God gave vision, God gave words to, they were able to lead others into the plan and purpose of God. That purpose is for everybody. That calling is for everybody. But the people who understand their view, today we call them visionaries. Not that everybody is not giving that vision, but they just have chosen to discover why they are here. And then, in seeking why they are here, they receive a vision. Martin Luther says, I have a dream. Joseph had a dream. Moses, Noah had a calling. You know, so once you understand your purpose, you will be a blessing anywhere you are. Whether you're an engineer or a doctor, whatever you are, you understand that who in your life, that you are not just a doctor because you want to make money. You are not just a computer tech, somebody in this company because you want to make money. God has designed a purpose, and that environment is your platform. Money is just a means of livelihood in this world, but it's not our purpose. Without purpose, money becomes a distraction. Your job becomes a distraction. Everything is a distraction to the kingdom of God. But you see it as success, but not kingdom way. You can have everything in this world and still not be kingdom effective. You have to know who you are. So the first thing Jesus did when he was training his disciples was, he told them in Matthew chapter 6, you have to know who you are. Who am I? That who is very important. Now, if you're going to lead anything, first, you have to know who you are. If you're married, you have to know who you are in the marriage. At your job place, you have to know who you are. You can't just live and want to be successful and not know who you are, why you are there. Amen? Not that you will not have things, but you cannot really lead. You cannot be and fulfill that purpose God has for you until you understand the W in every situation. If you're going through a circumstance, challenge, whatever it is, you have to know who is going through that problem. If you're going through a problem and you don't know who is going through it, is it my wife? Is it my husband? Is it my son? Is it my daughter? If you don't identify who, you cannot address the source. Because you just see it as a problem. But you see, doctors don't just treat you until they go deep and try to discover source. So the who is very important in everything we do. Now, what the Lord wants me to do today is just to introduce you to why. We're going to be looking at why in many areas of our life, and it changes everything. So the first thing is for us to understand why. Every question you ask yourself, first of all, think about who. Who are you whining about? Amen? Yes. When you say, why this? Why that? Why? First of all, who? What's causing the why? Who? Who is causing? Is it the devil or me or who? From there you get your purpose. Now the next thing about why is how. When you understand who is involved in this, who am I, you know, already, you know, something has to be identified. You have to understand how. That word how is how does this problem get solved? How? How is a very, very, very powerful solution to why. If you don't know how, then... So, if you look at all through the Bibles, I think there are some scriptures I put under how there. How means the strategy, the planning. In the world, there is no place you walk that they don't give you a plan or a strategy. There's nothing you do in the physical at any work, any place where there is meaningful productivity or success that you don't implement a strategy. How to get this done? That's why we went to school. That's why we go through trainings. That's why we do all this, to understand how. If you don't know how, you're just going to be doing things aimlessly. There's a brother I know very well. If his car breaks down, if he wants to fix it himself. If anything breaks down, he wants to fix it. And by the time you visit him, you see the spare parts of everything everywhere. And sometimes he doesn't know how to put it back again. Amen? He was trying to find how without going through the manual. But again, there are others who tried all those by trial and error and eventually become specialists. Amen? But you have to have a manual. That's the how. Now, we're talking about physically. The world understands clearly how. But we as believers, when we're dealing with things, we're going through things, we don't find out the kingdom how. Because once you understand the how, the ways God deals with things like this, then you know you're getting somewhere. Amen? Now, everybody knows that how. The next one is what? Why? So here is why, W-H-Y. But then, everything hangs on the big two branches and one tail. Why? Amen? Amen. Why? So, this why brings us really to the reason for why. Every question you ask, you want a solution. A solution for what? And that's why we have the word why. Until you discover the why, that thing can go into the mountain over and over. To show you an example of why, I want us to look at the scripture, because the why is the end result. The why is the solution you're looking for. The why is the breakthrough you're looking for. This last why is the end goal. Every company has a goal set, has a mark they are looking for. And they walk towards that mark. They walk towards that goal. We have to have a goal in the physical, in the things we do. Some people don't plan with a goal in the physical. Others do. Amen? Amen. God created us with an end goal. So that he says, well done, good and faithful servant. There's a finishing line. Amen? So looking at the world, to understand the spiritual, you have to understand the physical. Every one of us knows very well, a farmer doesn't plant anything on the ground without a goal. Isn't it? But before he plants anything on the ground, he has a goal in mind. Huh? Coco used to be a farmer. Coca. You want to plant tomatoes? What do you want from seeds of tomatoes? You have a goal. So, for you to achieve that goal, you have to begin with who, why, what, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And then where does it begin? Who does it begin with? And then how do I do it? You go through the process. And the whole of who and why and how ends up in exactly the end goal. The farmer knows exactly what he's expecting. So the farmer, because he knows what he's expecting, he knows to be patient. He knows the tilling time, the planting time, all the things he has to do. They are all part of the process because he has a goal in mind. We have heard the word suffering. Jesus made it clear, Paul made it clear. He used it as an example. Without suffering, how can your flesh die? For your spirit to live and to manifest the kingdom of God. Amen? So, we have to understand what takes us to the end, what makes us get to the end, what's the how is the end goal. The why. The why is the real big thing. This why. So let's read this scripture, and I want to show you three things in this scripture. The why. Hebrews 12:2. That's an example. Everybody knows the Bible says to use Jesus as an example. It says, Hebrews 12:2 says, looking on toward Jesus, the author and the finisher of what? You can't go beyond him. You can't go outside of him. He says he's the author, he's the beginner, he's the finisher of everything Christianity, faith, the life of the kingdom. He perfects the example. He completes it. So let's look at his example of why. He says, first of all, begin, who is who? Jesus. Who? He starts with himself. That's the first W in why. Who? Then, the end goal for the what? Joy. What is the joy? For the joy that was set before him. What is the joy? The joy was he saw he is the only son God has. Amen? Amen. Now, he saw billions of people with him in the kingdom of his Father. He saw what will it look like to have all of you and all the generations that have been born into the kingdom. And we are all, he saw the beauty of heaven with sons and daughters. He saw the glory of multiplication. He saw sons and daughters before the throne. It was a glorious joy. And he saw it. And he said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the how. What is the how? He says, first, he says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured what? The cross. There is only one how God has for the glory, and it was the cross. So in Jesus' case, number one, in the who is him. Number two, the joy of the success. He saw Satan stripped, defeated, and disarmed forever. He saw Satan completely defeated, disarmed, and everything he stole from man, from Adam, would be redeemed. Amen? Amen? He saw that. He saw us. Amen? Amen? And he saw the end goal, the future, the dream like Joseph. He saw it. And when he saw it, and the Father said, this is the cost. This is the how it's going to happen. He says he endured it because of the why. He endured it because of the why. Despising the shame, and now he's seated at the right hand of God, enjoying the why. My brothers and sisters, the Bible is very clear that when people don't have a vision, they are distracted. We are living in a generation and a time in the history of man. If we don't understand our why, we are just going to be tossed to and fro by the events that are coming. And the Bible says in the end, those who don't understand the why, their love will wax cold. Because they'll be asking, why this? Why this? Why did this happen? Why did that happen? Why this? Why this? First, because they have not understood who they are as Christians. The how of the purpose of God in their life. And the why they have to endure to be what God has called them to be. No success comes cheap. Genuine success. Even the evil people that do evil for success, they pay a very big price and they are in bondage. Nobody can be a blessing to other people without a how and without a why. So my brothers and sisters, we are entering into a season. The Lord wants us to look at some of the whys. Amen? When I first came to this nation, after all that has gone through with my life in Nigeria, the first thing I asked God, because of the way it happened, why am I here? Why am I here? I didn't just ask him. If you read, Jesus says, ask, seek, and knock. I cried. I showed God, I really want to know why I'm here. I didn't just want to be one word I dumped. Oh, why am I here? The law, the beauty, and the Lord of money, and the beauty of this country would have sipped, just pulled instantly if I did not do that. Because like everybody else, I believe nothing can stop you from achieving success here if you have an ounce of energy. So I cried. I said, God, please. The mistake I made in Nigeria, I was living a life that the devil was just using to run his course. Success or no success, it was not achieving anything for the kingdom of God. I said, now that I'm here, God, please, whatever it takes, don't let me live the way I want. Give me your purpose. After much cry and tears, God opened the door for me to come here. And then as I was crying the more, that's when I got a vision. And that vision is why I can fast, I can pray, I can do anything, endure the things, poverty, this, that, because I see the end. I know where it's going. You never obey God, regardless of the cross of it, in vain. There is a glory that comes. So my brothers and sisters, Jesus is the who, is our brother. In that context, first begotten, he's teaching us, you have to know who you are, why you're here, who are you, and then for you to really understand your purpose, your vision for life, with every other thing that comes with it. And then you have to know the how. This how have to do with every problem we go through. And then what drives your life is the why. It's the why. America didn't get to where it is today without answering that question, why. They came out of nations fighting to be believers. Came out of places where they wanted freedom, liberty. Once you forget that, you enslave other people. You must understand your why. Paul finished, Jesus finished, because they had a clear why. Why? If you don't know the why for anything, you give up easily. You'll be discouraged. You'll faint in the way. You'll accuse others. You'll blame people. You use a lot of clutches as excuses. But those who understand why are the reason we are enjoying their businesses, their companies, their energy. And God wants us to lead the way, to be leaders. Amen? So I want to pray with you today. This is an introduction. How many of you are excited? I've finished my preaching for today. Amen. Hallelujah! Say it's a miracle. Amen. If we finish at 12 o'clock every day, this place will be full. Amen. We'll find out why eventually. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the cross. We thank you because you had a vision for us, and you are willing to pay the price because you understand why, and you answer the call. Oh, Father, I pray today that the beginning of this why, everyone will begin to look at their situation, their lives, through the lenses of these three words, and find purpose, find process, find solution, because you will be that why. Thank you, Father. Deliver us from being carried away by life. Give us purpose. Give us direction. And give us endurance, expectation. Because we win all the time. Because you are a winner. We give you glory. And in this season of Thanksgiving, give us a reason why we should be thankful to people, thankful to this nation, thankful to our parents, thankful to people who have impacted our lives, small or big. Give us a thankful heart. Teach us why we need to be grateful and help us to be grateful. Carry us in this season and make us solution givers. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.